The following is an interview with Benjamin Roos, a policy analyst with the Canadian Federation of Independent Business, who is one of the featured speakers at a Pontiac Chamber of Commerce Sankasset that took place on October 19th.
And for the, my listeners that might not understand or know you guys, can you explain a little bit about what you guys do?
Yeah, so CFIB is an advocacy organization. We represent over 97,000 small and medium businesses across the country. We represent 21,000 in Quebec, and we advocate for them for their best interests. And also we have partnerships, and we also have business resource teams across the country.
And without getting too far into the weeds here, can you talk a little bit about what you guys were discussing here tonight?
Yeah, so tonight we're so happy to be in the region of Outaouais near Pontiac to present some of our key data at CFIB. We work on so many different files. So we presented some of the most hot topics at the moment. We talked about the labor shortages. We talked as well about the interprovincial trades between Ontario and Quebec. We believe here so close to the border, so many businesses do business with Ontario. And we presented as well some of the key data from our next study, some exclusive data, and we talked about the issues that really that small and medium businesses in the region have to deal with.
Can you talk a little bit about the key issues facing businesses here in the Outaouais specifically?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the key one is really the labor shortages. We see in Quebec, Quebec on an average, 2 out of 5 businesses right now are saying that they don't have enough employee to do their current operations. But here in the region of Outaouais, it's actually 3 out of 5 businesses, 60% that says that they just don't have enough employee to run their businesses at the moment. So this is a very top of the mind issue for a lot of businesses right now. We do have some recommendations for government that goes to reducing the tax burden for businesses, to improve the to reduce the delay in immigration for foreign workers, and many others incentives to help workers to stay in businesses.
And there's a brief discussion there I found it interesting too about the language divide between the two provinces here. We're right on the border as well. Would you say it's an advantage or is it a disadvantage for Quebec businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we did a study on the interprovincial trades between Ontario and Quebec, and we realized that over 100,000 businesses in both provinces do business with the neighboring provinces. So this is a big chunk of the economy. And as I said in the presentation tonight, Quebec and Ontario is the fourth largest economic region in North America after California, Texas, and New York. So this is a huge opportunity for businesses in Quebec as well. But there are main barriers to improving their presences in the other province. And one of them is the language barrier. Half of businesses in Ontario says that they cannot improve their presence because of the French language. And then one out of 5 businesses in Quebec says the same thing about the language barrier for Ontario. So there's a big opportunity here for governments to actually give better support to businesses and to navigate through programs and through the fiscal burdens and through the reglementations to help businesses to understand more in their non-native languages.
And just to wrap up here, can you talk a little bit about some of the solutions or causes that you're advocating for, both at the provincial level and the federal level as well?
So when we ask our members what governments can do to help them, the first thing that comes to mind for them is to reduce their tax burden. And what they would do if they have a reduced tax burden is that they would pay down their debts for 60% of them. And 60% also says that they would improve their employees' compensation. So that's great to see. And business owners, the first thing they would do if they have more money in their pocket is that they would invest in their company and invest in their employees. And of course, employees right now are working so many hours because of labor shortages. So they just want a bit of a relief there by governments to help them deal with labor shortages, deal with inflation, to help them breathe a little bit there right now.